Ready.
You are ready, sir.
All right.
Okay, sir, could you please state your name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Yes, sir. Philip Satterfield, 232235.
Okay, Mr. Satterfield, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir. Although you cannot see them, you have the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. My name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'll be acting as your panel chair, and we have the Honorable David Nils, sir. Prior to this hearing, sir, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Represent myself today, sir.
Okay, sir. Also with us in here today is Mr. Oliveri. Mr. Oliveri is representing the Department of Correction as well as your parole officer. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in. Sir, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. Mr. Satterfield, your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. Mr. Satterfield, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you on your warrant. When I read that allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. The allegation on your warrant states you in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3 as demonstrated by your change of residence at V-Ray House located at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about September 3rd, 2016, without the prior approval of your assigned officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Satterfield, I move to find that he was delinquent, he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Satterfield, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board would make a determination whether to revoke or continue you on community supervision, sir. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri. And then after we hear from Mr. Oliveri, sir, we'll come to you to get any information that you have or information you'd like to present to the board. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Satterfield was released from the Department of Corrections on July 25th of 2016. He was arrested on September 5th of 2017 by Phoenix PD on our absconder warrant only. Returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 367 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be at November 22nd of 2017. Current conviction, 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2006, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. And also in 2006, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. The offender has 2 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-3. Mental health score of a 1, and substance abuse score of a 2. STG gang information, he is a suspect with the Peckerwoods. Prior term of supervision in 2009, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, reinstated by the BOEC, later arrested on new felony possession of narcotics, and reached the CFCD while in custody. The offender has minimal disciplinary history. Other arrest, 2002, possessed sell marijuana, Florida, felony convictions, state prison. 2003, DWI, license suspended, revoked, Florida, county jail. 2005, misconduct involving weapons, Florida, county jail. His community risk level is a G6, V6.
Okay, Mr. Satterfield, I see that you are due to be released on November 22nd of this year, sir, less than 30 days away. Do you want to continue your hearing, sir, or do you want to just go ahead and clear out your number?
Sir, you know, I know that a month isn't a long time, you know, to do in the Department of Corrections, but I'd like to get out, and I have several reasons why. Is it my turn to talk about that now?
Oh, sir, let me go through a couple of things, and certainly we'll give you that opportunity, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so, Mr. Satterfield, according to your information that we actually have, that you were released July 25th of 2016, you were approved to stay at Reborn Halfway House, and you stayed there at 2546 West Orangewood. Then in August of 16, you were approved to maintain residence at Vivay Housing, 2501 West Elm Street. You left that residence on September 3rd of 16, and they have no other residence that was approved for you there, sir. Were you working during this period of time, sir?
Yes, sir. I was employed at Leo's Barbershop on Oak and 16th Street.
Okay, sir. So why did you leave Vivay?
Okay. It's kind of a rough. I was going through a rough time. After I got released, I went to call my mom, and it was a little while after I got released. It was toward the end of August, and I haven't talked to my mom yet. The guy's out of prison. And my brother called me and told me to call her. So when I was calling, she didn't answer the phone. And later on, I got a call from my brother saying she had passed away. And it just kind of, I shouldn't have let that happen. I said, I'm not trying to use that for an excuse, but I kind of went off the deep end when that happened. I wasn't really in good speaking terms with my mom, and I was just trying to build a relationship back with her. And when I lost my mother, and she's all the way in Alabama, and I asked my parole officer if I could go to Alabama for the funeral. And because I had a misdemeanor warrant in Alabama, they denied my travel permit.
Okay.
So I left, and what I did was I went out to Alabama and I went to my mom's funeral.
So when did you come back? So you were absconded for 367 days. So why didn't you get a hold of your PO anytime after that? So how long did you stay in Alabama?
Well, I stayed out there for about 4 months, and then I came back out here because my father passed away after that. And then I was going to turn myself in, and then I got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Okay.
And so it was just really a rough year. And when I got diagnosed with cancer, they told me I had an 87% chance of dying within the first 2 years with treatment. So that leaves me a 13% survival rate. And I honestly, at that point, just wanted to live my life. And I knew it would catch up with me at one point.
Uh-huh.
But it was just kind of hard to explain. But I know a month doesn't seem like a long time to you, but when you're diagnosed with a terminal illness, 30 days means a lot,
yeah.
You know? Like I said, just a rough year. I lost both my parents and got diagnosed with cancer within that 360 days that I was absconding. And I just want to get out and just, you know, I don't know, I don't have a long time left. Mm-hmm. And you know, to you guys, it's nothing, but to me, it means a lot.
Okay. So, sir, while you were before you absconded, you know, you didn't do any UAs, and the one that you did do in August was positive for marijuana. Why didn't you do any? Were you doing drugs during that period, sir, or what happened?
He gave me the wrong color. He told me my color was blue and my color was actually gray. And I went over that with my parole officer, and then I went and dropped the UA that was dirty for marijuana. But yeah, I was smoking marijuana during that time. And you know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here and deny it, no, but I didn't. It's not why I didn't go for my UAs. It was a simple misunderstanding between the colors. And my parole officer actually, you know, apologized to me about giving me the wrong color. So that was that. I don't mind taking fault for what I did. As you can see, I told you whenever I did something wrong, I'm not making excuses. But that was a misunderstanding. That was not my fault.
Okay. All right, Mr. Satterfield, I'm going to see if the board, when you got arrested, how did you wind up getting in contact with the police?
I didn't have a bicycle light on my bicycle. And so I was pulled over, and they asked me if I had any warrants, and I was honest with them. And I told them that I did have a parole violation, at which time they delivered my bike back to my house, and they took me to Alhambra.
So where were you standing, sir? Were you standing by yourself, or were you standing with someone?
I was homeless most of the time, but I just started staying with a girl about 2 weeks prior to that. It was over on 27th and Northern.
Okay. All right, sir, I'm going to see if the board, Mr. Oliveri, first before I go to the board, was there any further information about his contact with his parole officer?
Contact after he absconded?
Yes, sir. Or either trying to get permission to leave?
No, there's no notes after he absconded. I didn't see any notes in here indicating that he had requested a travel permit either.
Okay. Ms. Rittenhouse?
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Satterfield, I'm just reading information in this warrant. It looks like when you were at Vivre, there was suspicion that you were using spice. Were you using spice?
No, I wasn't using spice. In fact, the rooms there, you know, there's five people in the house, and they found spice in the common area. But as you can see later on that same page, I tested positive for marijuana again. And so I wasn't using spice, but I was using marijuana.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
All right, Mr. Quinones. Okay, so the board has no additional questions. We're going to be going into discussion, sir. During discussion, we will be to make a determination whether we revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to tell this board before we go into discussion, sir?
I just want you guys to consider the fact that I don't have a lot of time left. And like I said before, I know 30 days isn't a lot. And I know that this is a life-changing experience for me. And I've come to realize a lot of things since this has happened. I want to live my life differently. And I just hope that you guys give it a chance. Like I said, I know a month isn't a long time for you guys, but to me, it is. And, every month since I've been here, I'm feeling worse and worse. And I just want a little bit more time with a good quality of life. And I hope you guys can grant that for me today.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The board's going to go into discussing. Mr. Satterfield, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line, have to remain silent while the board's in discussion, sir. The board's now in discussion. It appears Mr. Satterfield has been, honest with us. He did abscond for 367 days, and he did go out of state without permission to go to his mother's funeral, and he came back because his father passed away. He stayed in Alabama for several months and then came back because his father passed away, and he's been here ever since. He says that since he's been here, he's been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and has less than maybe 2 years to still live. However, I want to definitely offer our condolence for the loss of his mother and the loss of his father. However, he has less than 1 month left to go on his before he'll be released, and at that time he'll be released with no community supervision, no PO. He'll be free to do as he please, and if he decides he wants to travel or move or stay where he's going to stay, he'll be able to do that. I don't think that with the 367 days that he absconded, plus he actually left the state without permission of leaving the state, that it would be in the best interest of the community to release Mr. Satterfield back into the community on those bases. Therefore, I am going to make the motion to deny or revoke his community supervision. At this time, I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Satterfield and find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or may have lapsed in the criminal ways of company. He did abscond for 367 days. He did leave the state without the permission of his parole officer. And he did test positive for the use of marijuana. That's going to be my motion.
Second.
Agree?
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Satterfield. Mr. Satterfield.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on November 22nd of 17. We do have our condolences for both the death of your mother and your father, sir. However, you know, you did abscond for 367 days, and we do understand that you did leave the state without permission, sir, and you also were testing positive for the use of marijuana. So therefore, the board has made the decision to vote to revoke your community supervision, sir. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. I want to thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir, and we do want to wish you the best of luck.
All right, thank you.